Good morning, Dale.
Well, Jake Owen is off the road now. First question, did he hurt himself in his first day at home?
Not that I know of, because he was with his daughter Olive. They watched SpongeBob, they ate Lucky Charms, played Princess, read stories, and made stuff with Play-Doh.
Ooh, I want that gig. I love playing with Play-Doh. The smell of Play-Doh just takes me back.
Doesn't it? I agree. A fake Blake Shelton snuck backstage at his show recently. He ate from Blake's catering, went to Ray Lynn's dressing room, and posed for pictures with fans. He looked so much like Blake that 8 staff let him go into VIP seating without question. Then a guy wearing a headset escorted him backstage. After all that, he still didn't get to meet Blake.
Wow.
That's kind of cool and kind of scary at the same time. Luke Bryan and his wife have their 14-year-old nephew, Till, living with them after Luke's single-parent brother-in-law died 2 years ago. Luke says it's been nothing but positive. Sunday, Keith Urban will play Australia's version of the Super Bowl in Sydney for the National Rugby League's grand finale. George Strait, Straight Out of the Box Part 2 in stores November 18th, exclusively at Walmart. Those 3 CDs will have 56 songs.
By the way, there's a brand new George Strait song that we're playing on KFKF because at KFKF Cat, George is still king.
He is still king, and that's a good thing. And finally, newcomer William Michael Morgan's debut album, Vinyl, is out today.
Love that kid.
I love him, too. I'm Nashville Cat with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm back Monday with more news and dish on 94.1 KFKF.